You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Welcome to the first day of the week, Monday. Hello, Bob. I saw that you were at the game on Saturday. Did you enjoy the game? You may have been the only one.
Really? I was the only one that enjoyed the game?
Well,
Steven,
did you actually watch the
game?
We
have to work on this attitude of yours. I did, yeah. I was looking for you. Did you see me? Did you see my shining head from up where you were? I asked Matt Moreno where you were. He said, up there.
The glare of that head was very apparent. It's very fun. I did get a photo from you, from Matt Moreno. And, you know, Team Geek, one. Team Steve, zero. I thought, I'm okay.
Yeah, he was waiting for the team to show up. And I had not been to that part of the spectacle before.
When the team comes through?
Well, not only that, but we did something really different. Instead of just going to the game, our neighbors always go down, and they're like, professional tailgaters. So they said, well, you know, if you're down there, go by. Well, we didn't know. They leave like, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever to get down with their RV. But so we went down and said hi to them, walked through the tailgating area, which I thought was like being at a Jimmy Buffett concert or something. It was wild. It was really neat to see. And then happened to see Matt, and then the teams arriving and all that was just amazing. See where we're going to set up for Christy Simone on Wednesday for the walk, the challenge they're doing, you know, the 9/11 challenge.
So. Right.
But it was, I thought it was awesome. You know, I mean,
did you stay for the whole game?
I stayed long enough so that when I kissed my wife, the fireworks went off, which, yes, you're right, there was a delay, but no.
You didn't? What time did you leave?
Well, I don't know. You think Pancho is listening? I hate to tell him what time I left.
You probably left early in the third quarter.
Yeah, a little, way early in the third quarter. So early in the third quarter.
It was called halftime.
Yeah. I would have loved to stay. She was getting a little bit tired. She's just getting over a cold. I was a little tired, but it was the urging from my wife that kind of decided we would get out of there. But I didn't argue.
You were not alone in getting tired. Apparently, Arizona's defense got tired at halftime and didn't show up in the second half.
You know, and I had heard the words exchanged, and I guess I know you want to play some clips too from the coach that he shared with everybody, but it sounded like they were getting as bored and tired as some of us in the fans in the seats were. Is that what happened?
They were just getting outplayed. I mean, it's just kind of really bizarre. This team, as I've said in the past, people get on me for being a little too negative, but they're not very good.
Don't be all complicated. Just say what's on your mind.
Not very good. And we talked about it later in the week. I don't think we talked about it on your show, on this show, when you were with me. Yeah. That they had nothing to win. It was a win. It was a no win situation.
Right. They had everything to lose and nothing to gain.
They score 100 points, right? And well, okay, you beat NAU by 100 points.
That's right.
You play tough and you play to a close game. Well, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you put out there, there's no win for Arizona. And they can't help who they play. It's on the schedule, so you play.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't allow themselves to let NAU score so many points in the second half. They had them, 51-13 in the halftime. They could have beat them 80-20.
They messed up that Vegas line, didn't they?
Well, they did. They did.
They totally. Yeah,
for those who bet.
Well, I have a friend who... she is involved in such things, and they just totally messed that up. I really thought they would. I thought we would see some second, third, and fourth stringers. You know,
you did.
I meant,
we're actually pretty good. Is that what you're
saying? Utilize in a different fashion, and I mean, I was delighted to see Tate throwing. Did you?
Yes,
were you?
I was fine with that. I thought he played very well.
I did too.
As did his backup.
How much time did backup get? I didn't get.
He had better night. He had a better night numbers wise than Khalil, but it's hard to tell. You're playing against this team and they're not very good, and so you're picking them apart and doing really well. He had that 75-yard touchdown pass. He looks good in the uniform. You know, does all the things right. We'll see what happens if he gets more time down the road. I assume that he's going to get more time this weekend in a very tough game. Arizona's going to be an underdog for about 3 to 4 points. So we'll see what happens. We're going to have Anthony Jimeno here about 6:16, talking about it for a segment. But the competition ramps up tremendously. In fact, we're going to give some tickets away about 6:30, 6:32 around there. To a better game this weekend, so they should be going. We'll see. You're not going to that. You're not going to that game, I assume.
I could carry your satchel for you if you would like. If that would get me up to.
If you could go and replace me and have at it,
I could write something up.
I would let you.
Why don't you write it up now for me?
I could possibly do that.
And an expected turn of events, the U of A got their...
they got their victory.
You could write it now, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, like I said in my story, not every game is going to be NAU.
Right. Let me back up, though. You're expecting Tate not to play the whole game because it's early in the season, or he just didn't do all that well, or
no,
all that?
No. It's funny because I know you're not a sports fan, so someone on Facebook said the same thing, and it was a question of why did Tate not play that much in the first game?
No, I get that.
Why was it?
And see where how he's playing. See how the other quarterback is playing, and don't risk hurting him. Are you talking about why?
Yeah, yeah. So guess what? Why would game three be any difference now?
Because we're into the season now, and the guy's got to show up to play.
No. You still have the backups. As deep as you want to go, second, third, fourth string, have four games where they can play four games and still be able to redshirt that season. So you can see them. And like for me, for my first four shows here, I had four gimmies. I had four mulligans.
So you get four games.
Four games.
Now I understand.
Yeah, so you can play them as much. You get four games. So I assume that you'll see some more of Gunnell and see how he does.
All right.
Not to any disrespect to Khalil.
Right.
But just, you know, it's going to be that way for a while now.
I appreciate knowing that info. Now that makes a whole lot more sense.
Yes, right. See, those who don't know wouldn't know. But it's a simple solution. Play them until you can't or unless you have to. You know, if Tate gets hurt down the road, well, you have a guy who's very capable.
I'm hip. If you could change one thing, well, or you know, maybe you could tease that for your next part. And although you have Anthony coming, if there was one thing that you could have done to change one thing on Arizona the other night, what would it have been? I was impressed with special teams to an extent.
you're not gonna like my answer.
Special teams?
No, I wish the clock would have not stopped. It would have just had a running clock. We would have got out of there earlier, and the game would have been very smooth. But there were so many penalties and so much showboating by U of A that it became herky jerky. It was disappointing. That's what Sumlin was really upset about. Their team was not disciplined. They didn't realize they were playing NAU. But you don't do that.
Right.
You know, I don't, after every good show that I have, maybe one or two every month, I don't pound my chest.
You know, go outside and spike the ball?
You know, give me five. Yes. I got through without mispronouncing a word.
Right.
But yeah, so, and that's just stuff you learn right away. But that's also stuff you should know by now.
Well, you especially don't go high-fiving when you mispronounce all the words.
Right. Did I get that right? Was that serendipity?
You got everything backwards, and you're like, yeah, I'm killing it. It's like, yeah. No, you're not.
Well,
there were
things, too, I thought that were petty that the refs called with regard to that, where, what is this? This is the no fun league again, where the NFL's talked about that, where you can't really have fun and enjoy the game. But you play, and there's a lot of emotion involved. There's a fine line. I get it, but there's also let them play a little.
Right.
I don't think they let them do that.
Yeah,
I could be wrong, but that's just my thought. Hey, let's take a quick break because Anthony's going to come on the other side of this break. And before we go to the 6:30 hour, let's take a break here on 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, and now on the phone we have one of my regular guests, Anthony Jimeno of All Sports Tucson and the Maven. Anthony, how are you?
Hello, Steve Rivera.
Hello. So we happened to sit next to each other during the game, and it was an uneventful, eventful game. I'll say it that way. What were your two major takeaways from Saturday?
Well, the first half was pretty flawless offense. You can see Arizona, when it's on, has a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
Especially in the backfield. The receivers are coming on. We knew in the preseason they had a bunch of guys, but we didn't know if they actually had guys who could play. And I think we're seeing that they've got some guys who can play. And one of the guys who we didn't really talk about until really maybe late in camp was Tavion Cunningham, JC guy who kind of slipped in here well after signing day, kind of under the radar. But sometimes those are the best guys because you just never know when you can find talent. It was somewhat similar to how Rich Rod, you know, at the last minute pulled out Sean Poindexter.
Right.
You know, they were 24 hours, 48 hours away from signing day a few years ago, and somebody put on some tape of Poindexter, and Mitra's like, what's his deal? Let's go get him. So they did. So sometimes those JC guys fly under the radar a little bit, and Arizona may have found something there with Cunningham, which nobody was really expecting all through the offseason. But, of course, you leave the game muttering about what happened on defense in the second half. And I think everybody's probably talked quite a bit about that. And the thing about it that gets me is that, okay, they're playing, I get it, they're playing a lot of second and third stringers, so, you know, maybe you're not going to shut out NAU or anything in the second. But these are guys who are generally, a lot of guys we're playing who are not usually in the rotation. Either they're young guys who haven't had a chance yet, or they've been here for a couple of years and are, you know, trying to catch the coach's eyes in a good way. This is their chance. And you waited 9 months all through the offseason, and then you come out and you don't play with the discipline the coaches want to see or the smarts the coaches want to see, you know, just being where you're supposed to be, playing with great effort. What a huge missed opportunity. It could, because there's not another opportunity coming. You know, your chance was to play in a route like an NAU game and to put something on tape that'll show the coaches, hey, I can play. Keep looking at me, you know, and if you need to come to me, I'll be ready. And it seems like nobody. So that's a really bad sign for the depth. A huge missed opportunity, I think, for a bunch of guys, because starting this week with Texas Tech, figure there's not going to be another chance unless Arizona's probably on the wrong side of a big blowout for those kind of guys to play. So I think Arizona's kind of stuck with what it has with the depth because there's nobody who really stepped up for the coaches to trust when it comes down to a close game.
Yeah, no question. I totally agree with what your observations were. The one thing that I thought was very positive was Gunnell. Obviously, that's a no-brainer. He looked the part. He did really well. Yeah. He filled in exactly how he should. And I think you'll get some more time in the next month or so.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I think it's situational. But yeah, I agree. He looked the part. You know, he delivered accurate passes on time, you know, for the most part. He didn't get rattled, didn't look flustered, you know, kind of took what was there, made the good throws. We'll see. I don't think the coaches are overly concerned with necessarily preserving a red shirt, you know, playing in no more than four games. You know, I think you got to do what you got to do if he's the next best guy. But I also think I don't think, you know, if it's a close game and Khalil's healthy, I don't think we're going to see Gunnell unless.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree.
So I'm not sure they're going to shoehorn him into a game just to get him in a game. But the great thing about him, obviously, that's why they did it. They got him good experience, especially good experience in the first half when, you know, it's kind of still the regular energy and flow of the game, which would be like a regular situation. You know, now he has that. And if he has to come in for part of a game or a couple series, everybody's a lot more comfortable. So, you know, I think they were probably okay with having Rhett Rodriguez in that role, you know, kind of the emergency guy for part of a game. But I'm guessing now they feel pretty good with what they have with Gunnell, and Gunnell also feels good because he should take some confidence.
Yeah, no question. Another area, which is, I think, a no-brainer, was the running situation, running back situation. Had a lot of options. Every option really did well. They can go, you know, with a fastball, curveball, speedball, yeah, you know, whatever. They have options.
Yeah, and Kevin Sumlin was talking about that today at his press conference. Like, okay, yeah, now the challenge, how do we get five guys the ball?
Right.
I get it. You know, it's hard because there'll be some games where maybe, you know, in the first game, we didn't see a lot out of, I already forget his name, the guy who did so great the other night.
Brightwell? J.J. Taylor.
It's tough getting old. You forget names already. Brightwell didn't do much in the first game. He didn't get a lot of maybe there's some games where Michael Wiley doesn't get a lot of chances, but we all want to see J.J. be a 1,200-yard rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means he's got to get the ball a lot.
Right.
Oh, but Gary Brightwell, look, he could run 94 yards and outrun. That was pretty good. I kept expecting him to get
caught, right? You know,
yeah, I was like, okay, well, they'll catch about the 40. They'll catch about the 30. They're not going to catch. Tilford looks like, you know, he'll have a role as a short yardage guy, so he'll get a handful of situational carries. And then they've got Wiley, who's really good in the passing game, so there may be some game where he suits the game plan more than others. So there's a bunch of guys. It's a good situation. But like Kevin Sumlin said, how do you get all of them the ball, especially when you know what you have in J.J. Taylor, and he's one of the best guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as usual, the biggest concern, not usual, but has been the case the last few years, is the defense. I mean, they're so susceptible to a lot of different things, and it means that Arizona's going to have to win shootouts, and good luck with that.
Yeah, one of them may be this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Even the Texas Tech coach at his press conference was talking about, you know, definitely being in a shootout this week, because they've been known for their offense and not their defense, and they haven't really played anybody this year. They played Montana State Tech, which for Lindy's we rated 130th out of 130 teams in the FBS, which I felt bad doing that because I like Dana Dimmel, their head coach, who was here.
Right,
he was a pretty good guy when he was here, but they truly may be the worst team in the FBS. So Tech's numbers offensively and defensively look real good right now. So Arizona's, I almost want to say Arizona's played maybe two teams that are better than anybody Texas Tech has played. You know, NAU's not a bad Big Sky. They'll probably do quite well when they get into their league. And Hawaii's the best of the bunch among those opponents so far. But yeah, same thing with Arizona defense. They no pass rush, which means there's guys running free all over the secondary, and they can't get off the field on third down. It was the same stuff. I think NAU was like 9-14 or 9-15 maybe on third down, which kind of went undetected because we weren't paying all that close attention in the second half. But that's been one of the key things for Arizona defense, where they make a good play on first down, make a decent play on second down, and maybe third and five or even longer, and they just can't get the stop.
They're
going to get them off the field and flip field position.
We have about 40 seconds before our break at 6:30. You've been covering the Pac-12 for a long time, Pac-10 before that, maybe 20-some years. It's trash, sorry to say, don't you think? And where did you rank them in the magazine?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of really good teams in this league. I just don't know.
Really?
A national title contender. I mean, I think Oregon's good. I think Utah's good.
Maybe I'm just noticing the bottom.
Not as good as we thought. Cal's trouble. Cal can play defense.
And they showed it.
Yeah, yeah. I just think there's a bunch of teams that are probably more like in the 15 to 35 range nationally, whereas the ACC's got the great team, Clemson, and nobody else in the top 25.
Yeah.
Who'd you rather have?
Oh, let me think about that. I'll get back to you on that.
Probably the ACC, but it's, you know, you can debate it on the next hour.
Yeah. We got to go. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate
it. Okay. All right.
We'll take a break here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. A lot of questions that will need to be answered in the next coming weeks involving the basketball team.
I'm sorry?
The basketball team. I misspoke, obviously. I can't go celebrate outside giving people high fives. No, with the football team, and guess what? More questions for the basketball team later on. But the football team, I mean, they can't apologize for who they play. They just didn't play well enough in the second half. And Hawaii beat Oregon State, if you noticed, over the weekend. So Hawaii is kind of pretty good.
Say that again?
Hawaii beat Oregon State over the weekend.
Oh, well, then, so we look better now, right?
Well, you kind of, no, not better. You just don't look as bad.
Well, that's not ugly, is just as good as yes. good looking in my book.
I'll take it, won't you? He's a two. Well, yeah. That's good. Oregon State's a 1.9.
An 8 is a 2 and a 6-pack. That's what they told me when I was a kid.
Yeah, were you the 6-pack guy? Yeah, he looks great from a distance, like a mile away.
Speaking of which, I'll have to report back to you. You know, I have my 40th high school reunion coming up in October.
You could tell them, hey, you know, I hit 595 in Little League.
No, I'm going to say, I'm part of the Steve Rivera show. And they're like, oh, really? I didn't know you came out. I was like, no, Steve Rivera, the sports guy, not the dancer.
There's a dancer name? No. And they're going to say, who? What?
Yeah. Well.
Who? What? When? Where? What? What channel?
I still think we got to get you on the road.
I do too. I'd like to do that. I want to do that. We talked about that earlier today. Right. Anybody who wants to have me at a restaurant or at a bar mitzvah.
I knew you were going there. Grand opening, perhaps a bris. If you want Steve Rivera to call, make the bris call-by-call action plays.
I'll cut the ribbon at the groundbreaking.
No, the Moyle does all the cutting.
Oh, okay.
You just have to call the play.
Okay, yeah. Take a zig there, a zag there, and we're good. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with this football team. You know, I'm not as, how can I say this? I'm not as negative as people think I am, but I'm not as happy as I probably appear to be, even though I'm not really happy.
No, do you wonder why people think that you're more negative than you are?
No, I am. I mean,
You're more negative than you are?
No. Well, the people who listen to me, I'm kind of realistic. You know that. I've been realistic all my life.
Especially since the divorce, right?
I am a 6 or a 7 in real world. on a good day when I'm far away, I'm a 9.
Right. And in the dark, my friend?
I am still 6 or 7. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Anyway.
God, you're ugly in the dark, Steve.
That's horrible. What a horrible thing to say about yourself,
Steve. I was self-effacing as well.
Right, you were good. Where were you going back? Something of...
I'm realistic about this team. We'll see what happens. There was not much hope going in. They were picked, second to last in the South. UCLA could obviously argue and say they're the worst team in the league. We'll see. Oregon State is still in the upper half, but they'll probably finish at the end of theirs. USC, who knows how good they are. And you saw that the Lynn Swann resigned from USC today.
What's up with that?
He just quit. I mean, enough. He's had enough with a bunch of scandals that are going on, basketball, football, now this administration with your grade, not grade tampering, but the all-star, the celebrity BS.
The Housewives of USC or whatever the next show is going to be called.
Yes, yes. So there's that. And he was 67, 68. You know, guys like us don't need that BS.
That's nothing. You want scandals? Come to Arizona. We'll show you scandals. That's
luckily
nothing.
There's nothing. Yeah, luckily there's nothing going on. Exactly. We won't hear anything about the NCAA thing, and it's going to be a slap on the wrist. Anybody who thinks otherwise doesn't know. It'll be a slap on the wrist, which is good for them.
So the one thing. What is that one thing? If you could have waved your magic wand with that team this past weekend, would it have just been play with passion, or would it have
just played better? I mean, I think that this happens all the time when we talk about
better.
This.
You mean up to your potential?
Yes, because let's assume for a second that very few, if any, of those kids that played at NAU were recruited by U of A. You could assume that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd assume that these guys here are much better, potentially, athletically, all that. So you'd think that they would beat them by more than they did, and it wouldn't be that close. That's just the bottom line. Upsets happen. There was not an upset. But poor play shouldn't, and they had poor play. But the thing is, emotions are always involved, and when you're not up to it or you don't feel like you need to play as hard as you should, things like this happen. That makes sense.
It does. It seemed like they were into it for a good half a quarter.
Part of the half. Or are you talking about the defense? They were in it for the half. First half was pretty good.
You think? Okay.
They scored 7 straight times. They held them to 13. They did their job. And then they came out and then just didn't show up. They just didn't kind of, they weren't there.
Really? Because I think the hardest thing as a fan is not your team not being good. It's when they're not showing up right. And you know they're good. That's when
Right. Or that you know they're better than what they're showing.
Or you get the attitude that, you know, some were saying they had.
So you were tired and you were whatever.
Like a defensive player.
No. Had the game been tight and had
I wouldn't
been,
have gone. I would have.
You would have stayed.
I'd have argued. I would have said, can we stay longer, sweetie?
Yeah. There was no point to stay. That's my question. Yeah.
I didn't figure they'd catch up, and if they started to, I'd be too angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, so you're in a no-win situation, too.
Yeah, I was just like the team. And to be honest, I wasn't so sure about the shuttles. We walked all the way to the stadium.
Which from is, where?
Park, Speedway and Park.
Oh, so from Albuquerque?
From here. We walked a little bit more than normal. Usually we jump right on the shuttle, and I didn't know if the shuttles were going to be going back at halftime. So I figured we probably have a long walk back, too, and it's what already? Was it 9 at halftime?
9:30? Yeah, it was later.
You know, so, and we're not like late people anyway anymore. So.
Yeah, are you happy that you went to the game?
Oh, I'm delighted. I still think it's an amazing spectacle, and I love it. And I would go see just about anybody there for half a game anyway. But
yeah, you need tickets.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You'll find tickets if you're like me. You have to get freebies, or you're not going to spend a whole lot on a ticket or whatever. But if you want to go for enjoyment purposes and you have no dog in the fight or you want to cheer them on, that's great. Please do, because they're worthy of that.
Did you see where I was sitting?
No.
So you go from where you are straight down in section 21. We're only 30 rows up.
Oh yeah, so you're prime seats.
Oh, they're great. The only person with better seat was Ed Ackerley, who is way down two rows up.
But you know what?
On the 50. I mean, they're incredible seats.
No, but the seats are perfect because you get to see the action.
Correct.
You know, typically, I like it where it's at an angle so you can see the plays develop. But you had some prime seats. Pancho did you well? Did you a solid?
Is my amigo.
Yeah,
so
which is good.
Yeah.
So you got to butter him up because I guess I would venture to guess that he's not going to be coming down here too often.
No, I think he's coming most every game.
Oh, is he?
He's got season tickets.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, he's got money to burn.
Well, I don't know if he wants to burn it, but I think
you would go again.
I would go again, and I think he'll go again unless they lose really bad against. No, I think he's a bigger fan than me.
So did you not stay till the beginning of the third quarter? You left. Yeah. So
we were in our seats at 6:15. We were real early.
So did you not enjoy the tailgate?
No, we enjoyed the tailgates. But I really wanted. Pancho said you got to go see the marching band, which I always love seeing the marching band, and kind of see everything else going on. They got the DJ now and AV system like I said, the whole spectacle of it all.
Yeah.
And talking to a couple of folks around us and stuff.
So when was the last time your dad went to a game? Who's 90-something?
Basketball game I took him to because...
No,
football. I know, I'm thinking out loud. I don't think he's been to... I'm trying to think if I've taken him to a football... No, I bet you it's been 30 years.
Wow. So let's assume for a second he went to the game. What would he think? What the heck is going on here?
I think he would love it. I actually think he would love it because it's exciting. It's hard not to get into it when you're there and everything's bada boom, bada bang. It's not going to hurt his ears. He's got hearing aids.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, and it is loud. I think that's one of the bad things, or I don't think it's a bad thing, but people who are older don't like that it's too loud and the music's not their style. But it is what it is today because you have to entertain those in the stands, and most of them are in the younger side of it. I don't want to say in their teens or the 20s. Music blaring. But let's take a break here real quick at the 45 mark and then come back and take a call or two here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. Now on the line, well, guess who it happens to be? Yes, on cue, Pancho. Pancho, how are you? Your colleague, my colleague here, enjoyed your ticket.
I
I saw some pictures. I texted him before the game and made some recommendations, and it appears that he did almost exactly as I recommended.
I'm a good boy.
Even though I didn't recommend actually that you leave at halftime, but that was my next recommendation.
I'm sorry.
You'll probably want to leave at halftime, and that's okay.
It's an Arizona tradition.
I didn't know it was a tradition till I got outside, and then I seen that I was
with everybody else.
Yeah, there was a fair amount of people. I don't know what it looked anyway.
So when was the last time you went to a game, Pancho, and did you stay for the whole game?
I don't remember. Last year, oh, it was the ASU game last year.
Oh, you had to stay. You had to stay, of course.
Yes, I stayed for the whole game. And, oh, gosh. Anyhow, I don't want to go. I don't want to relive that.
So, Pancho, you've seen the game twice now. I think you've seen Arizona twice, I'm assuming at least. How good or bad are they?
They looked pretty good in the first half against NAU, and like you say, you can't really judge that. But the numbers were impressive, that's for sure. Did you realize that Khalil Tate had 2 rushes for 1 yard?
Yes,
in that game?
Yes, I noticed
think that's
that too.
Really smart. I think that's very smart. I was surprised that Grant Gunnell got so much playing time. Well, Bob, because he didn't need to run. And I think that they needed to establish that the offensive line had the scheme and could run block and get these running backs clear. And you know, when you play an inferior opponent in any sport, Steve and I talked about this before, it's about execution. You know, you're not going to be overmatched. It's almost like practice, and you just have to execute your game plan. Everybody has to do their job. I mean, 11 players have a different job on every play. And for the first half, for the most part, Arizona did that. Second half, not so much.
It's when they fell apart.
Yeah. Does that concern you? Not so much that they're not capable of playing well, but they just didn't show any fight.
Yeah. And they didn't come out prepared at the beginning of the Hawaii game either. And I have not listened to Sumlin post-game yet. I've seen that there's video and such, and everyone says that he was pretty fired up. And maybe that's a little bit of what this team needs. But I see a lot of college football. I watch a lot of college football coaches and their demeanor on the sideline. And we have some pretty fine former football coaches here at the University of Arizona. I'm not going to suggest that Kevin Sumlin's not a fine football coach. But his demeanor seems a little aloof, and it was one of the first things I noticed when they first got here. So let's see if he's going to dig in and say, wait a minute, this is now my program, and you're representing me as the head coach, and I'm not satisfied with the effort that you're giving. And then the penalties, you've already discussed that. Everyone in the world saw it. You're making a tackle on third down, or you're knocking a pass down, and then, you know, that's the expectation. That's your job. We all saw it. It's undisciplined. That starts at practice.
It's a little disconcerting. You used the word aloof. I haven't heard that word used for someone, but I have heard the word disinterested.
Apathetic.
Yes. Well, what's the difference in your mind? And you like your word better than different?
Well, it was a little condescending. Like, I think Stoops got frustrated with that too. Being from Oklahoma, playing for national championships, being able to recruit the best players in the country. Sumlin was in the Southeast Conference, I'm sorry, got to recruit some really good players. And it's almost as if the attitude is, I'm waiting for Arizona to catch up with my excellence. Never got that.
Wow.
Never saw that from Smith. Saw that from Tony.
I know you're not a doctor, but do you play one on TV?
Wow.
Hey, and
that's,
I think,
well said.
The same way. These guys have resumes that, you know, look pretty good, but at the same time, can you dip down here? Can you come down here and coach these guys up? Can you dig?
That's exactly what's needed.
And make
no question.
Them better. And we need a guy. That Marcus Coleman was great. Steve, I'm telling you, I love that guy. His temperament is outstanding. He got the best out of his players. And I know it's a different animal, but at the same time, that guy's got a temperament that's going to be successful. I'm not convinced that this coaching staff, as it is assembled right now, first of all, is going to be around next year. And if they're still here, I don't see much improvement. The Marcel Yates situation, the 6 games in a row that we've given up 40 points.
Yeah, I haven't even noticed that, but you are correct.
Has it been established that, forgive me if it has been, that Sumlin is the same on the camera as he is when we can't see him on the field with the students and the players?
I would assume so. I think that's who he is. Okay. I assume so. I haven't heard otherwise, that he's just kind of not animated, but I'm sure he can be. It was kind of interesting. I put this in my story on Saturday night or Sunday, that it was good to see that he did feel upset about the calls, or the
unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yes, yeah, but the unnecessary unsportsmanlike conduct. Yeah, and you had texted me during the game. You said, "What the heck's going on with that?"
Immaturity, lack of discipline. That's a situation where I don't know if you can do that anymore, though.
No,
Steve.
Old school.
No, I don't mean the penalty itself. I mean the discipline and the punishment afterwards.
Yeah, you're right.
Can you make them run stadium stairs for 60 minutes and say, you know what, every time something like that happens, the entire team is, we're just going to run. And, you know, we're wasting time, and no, we need to work on technique, and we have to work on game planning and all that. You know what? You need to get spanked when you behave like that. And when you're playing like that, I think a lot of successful coaches will believe as well, you really have to throw down the gauntlet and say, this is just completely unacceptable. We got to reboot this thing, and we're just going to go back to old school training, and you guys are just going to have to be taught to work harder.
It's funny.
And when you get on the field, you're going to have to be more disciplined and more mature.
It's funny because you are, my age or whatever. If you were to coach, would you be able to do that, you think? Go back to old school type of coaching and say, this is going to happen. And we're going to waste our time. Not waste our time, but exactly what you said. We're going to do something other than actually work on football to get you guys straight.
It's a good question, and I don't have the answer. I think at the high school level, you'd have a little more success. When Jason Heise talked, when he called in that Friday, he said, I haven't noticed any changes. I haven't changed the way my expectations are, and he's hardcore. So maybe, but I don't know at the college level. I don't know what they do. I don't know what Dabo Swinney does. I think that the guy at Alabama looks pretty serious. So I think they need to amp it up. Definitely a couple of notches and make these guys a little tougher somehow. But they played 72 guys in the game. All kinds of guys got playing time. 7 different running backs got to carry the ball. 10 different receivers caught a pass. So, you know, don't let the second half fool you. But the lack of discipline and the personal foul penalties is unacceptable.
Well, you won't see 72 players play this weekend. You won't see a lot of the things happen that you saw over the weekend. It's going to be an interesting game with Texas Tech much better than NAU. And no argument that they're just as good as Arizona, if not better.
Well, we'll see. Like you like to say, we'll see. And then Colorado is looking like they may be a little bit better than a 3.5 wins team. They're playing defense. That Montez is a good quarterback. He's got a couple of running backs, and they play hard. And I love the coach that they hired. I was watching the game, and they showed this guy's resume. Man, you know, where'd that guy come from? There are coaches out there. They're hungry. I got to get off my soapbox about the coaching thing. It's not positive. I have to stay positive. I'm a Wildcat club member. I have to be supportive.
Right, right. Pancho, thanks for calling in. We got another call coming in. We'll talk to you soon. Are you coming this weekend?
I'll see you on Friday.
Okay.
For sure.
Super, super. Good to talk to you. Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes left here in the hour. I'm not sure if we're going to get to this clock. Do we have time? Yes. No caller? No. Okay. Good. Well, thanks for calling in. Maybe get more calls tomorrow. Busy week this week. 9/11 on Wednesday. We'll have a show about that with kind of specific to 9/11 commemorative. Tomorrow, some open lines with maybe a guest rest getting ready for Texas Tech. Maybe talk to Michael Lev on Friday. Again, Matt Moreno and maybe some ex-players. I it's funny because I know some of the ex-players. I've talked to them and they kind of don't want to talk. They don't want to talk on the record of what's going on because they're not happy what they're seeing.
Hmm.
So we'll see. Maybe that'll change. I mean, you can't give a coach a one year plus two games under his belt, but if you see the same things happening, then you're in trouble.
Just give him a little time. Give him 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
My dad's 92. He's been waiting for a Rose Bowl. Now, come on. That's, he can wait, we can wait,
very
right?
Funny. That's very funny, but true. A lot of people have been waiting for Rose Bowl. Sorry, be patient, everybody. Be patient. It's going to take some time. Thanks, for everybody, for listening. Here on 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and